KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Real Cool film series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month, Dark Circle, is showing Thursday, March 16th at 7 p.m. Dark Circle is a documentary film that focuses on the connections between the nuclear weapons and the nuclear power industries. Again, that's Dark Circle, Thursday, March 16th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. This is KBOO Portland, and please stay tuned for Air Cascadia.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, March 13th, 2017, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. First, a little weather to start out with today around the Portland area. Expect rain, highs near 57 and a breezy 11 mile per hour southeast wind tomorrow tonight. Rain persisting and a low around 50, wind dropping off, and tomorrow rain continuing, highs near 57, calm winds, and tomorrow night lows around 47. Not much in the way of wind, but definitely plenty in the way of a warm spring rain. You notice, paying attention a little bit to whatever patch of earth is open to the sky, you will begin to see, if not green shoots, then a certain hazy green light hovering just above the ground. That said, remember, a call to Representative Earl Blumenauer is probably a very good idea at this point in time. Putting the pressure on never hurts. In fact, right now it's more important than ever. There was an article by David Frum in the recent issue of the Atlantic magazine, which I would strongly commend to readers' attention. It's about how an autocracy comes into being, and it is frighteningly imminent. It is so easy to see how the nation could slip into that. And again, through apathy and not much else, in the past, many people have talked about the dangers of apathy. And now we are in a completely different world, and yet the same dangers persist. They're still with us. Doing nothing is not an option. I heard at the big Women's March, which was touted as such an earth-shaking event, the most common response to my questions about this, about if what we've done in the past obviously didn't work, because here we are with Donald Trump as president. Whatever we did in the past was wrong. Let's just face up to that, accept it, and decide, toss it out, and do something different this time around, because we don't have any more we no longer have the luxury of apathy. Apathy is a luxury we cannot afford. So I went around and I asked people what the next phase of resistance was and what they plan to do. And many people, an enormous majority of people that I asked, would say things like, well, I'm just going to sit it out, or love is going to conquer all. Or they said, well, I'm going to pray on it. Anyone who's listened to this program for any length of time whatsoever, even just for a few minutes ago, has a pretty good idea of what that make me feel. That said, let's get rolling. Our wonderful, extraordinary board up is going to be trying to reach Robert Craig for us today with Citizen Action Wisconsin. Robert Craig is a very familiar guest, familiar voice on Air Cascadia, and I received from a press release today on the media. It's a media advisory. It's for an action taking place tomorrow. It is an action. Activists are converging on the Racine office with a message for Bill Ryan. The message is kill your bill before it kills us. Masses of seniors and other grassroots activists from around and the state and from many nearby states too are converging in Racine to demand that the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, wake up and see what he's doing. Legislators may have smooth sailing and terrific, the best health care money can buy, but most other people don't have that, and they don't have the money to buy it in any case. So that's a huge action happening tomorrow in Wisconsin. There are actions on all fronts all around the country. And keeping up the pressure right now, no matter what you do, whatever action you hear about, it's important to show up. Because even though we're doing the same thing that we have always done and getting the same results, the classic definition of madness, nonetheless, somebody eventually, statistics would suggest that if this is kept up long enough, someone is going to hit on a solution. Someone is going to hit on something that works. Whether this comes from the peaceful nonviolence section of the populace, or whether it comes from the black bloc, we don't know, or somewhere in between, something completely different is going to emerge out of all of this. Because why? Because it has to. Because, you know, our old friend statistics that we all flunked out of at some point in our lives tells us that that is in the cards. No pun intended. Nonetheless, call Earl Blumenauer, 202-225-4811. That's 202-225-4811. Okay, call Anthony Bourdain also and suggest that he eats this, the world's first edible drone. If you haven't heard of this, I'll brighten your Monday if you have heard of it by mentioning this yet again. Engineer and adventurer Nigel Giffords, eco-friendly UAV or drone, it's got a great name, it's called the Pouncer. It's going to be an inexpensive, disposable, and edible drone, an answer to the failures of the past that dropped parcels of inedible god-awful food straight through the palm leaf woven roofs of their starving clientele, according to Gifford, the current format for military aircraft droppings using parachutes is expensive and wasteful. His drone, the Pouncer, is developed to completely eliminate waste. Its wing structure is made of food. Its wings and body will be filled with vacuum-packed food packages and medical supplies as needed, depending on... Oh, they're even going to have local dietary requirements. And also, I mean, like, if it's India, you get curry. I'm not kidding you. This is true. So that's up in the skies. And we may need to have our own medical supplies dropped on us very soon by some other country, because apparently this country is incapable or unwilling to provide any kind of health care for its citizens whatsoever, except for those with a tremendous amount of money. We now know how the Trump administration feels about who should live and who should die. If you have money, then that's your passport to a future. And if you don't have money, then that's it. It really is coming down to that. It's gotten that hard, cold, and sharp. This will not be an easy or pleasant landing. And in the witching hour of March 11th, on the East Coast on Virginia Beach, activists converged on a mansion belonging to Elizabeth Duke, the vice chair of Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo, of course, is one of the financial institutions that funds the Dakota Access Pipeline. There was, again, just to mention, a huge action took place in Washington, D.C. on the weekend. First Nations set up teepees on the lawns and they delivered a message directly to Donald Trump regarding pipelines, regarding reservations, regarding trees, which have been violated an extraordinarily it's unprecedented. The treaties, it would appear, never meant anything to the government that and transacted them, nor to any of the governments throughout the decades. There was absolutely, these were empty, meaningless documents as far as the effects for First Nations people. The effects have been nothing but the continuing theft, brutality, and what can you call it? It's utter disregard for the humanity of the first people, the original people to whom all of this place, all of this belongs. It's not that, oh, you know, pipeline went through sacred burial. Yeah, it did. It went through that. But it continues on a daily basis. We don't even know what the building that we're sitting in is sitting on. And that said, there was an action took place on the East Coast. It was against Elizabeth Drake, vice chair of Wells Fargo, not against her, but certainly on her property, and in an effort to draw attention to what Wells Fargo signed off on, alongside the Dakota Access Pipeline March on Washington yesterday, and in a continuation of the call to action last month. It's all across the country. Actions like the one at Duke's house are continuing. In Washington, D.C., thousands of demonstrators, members of dozens of indigenous tribes, marched through the streets of the Capitol on Friday morning. There was a combination of rain, snow, falling. Native Nations March was organized by Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and the Indigenous Environmental Network. This comes a month after the Army green lighted the completion of the Dakota Access Pipeline, and which all of which Trump gleefully signed off on. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, March 13th, 2017. Engineering for us today is Patsy. Thanks very much, Patsy. Derek Crooks is the AM News and Public Affairs Director. You're KBOO. And I am Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
On March 17th, from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., from the grassroots, where we agitate for social change, with music and commentary, we will honor Her Majesty, the Queen of Soul. She plans on retiring this year, and her birthday is March 25th. So let us honor Her Majesty, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, on Friday, March 17th, from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m.